Hello, and welcome to Missouri Athletic Club Connections, a podcast highlighting Missouri's only premier athletic club. The MAC is recognized as the foremost private club in St. Louis, known for attracting exceptional people and enriching lives for generations. I'm MAC Membership Development Executive Kara Kalp, and today I'm talking about food and beverage at the Downtown Clubhouse with our Director of Food and Beverage, Mensur Bacharovich. Mensur, hello. Thank you for being here.
Hello, Kara. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm thrilled. And you brought treats. Yes, I'm glad that we invited you. Not everybody brings treats, but you brought some really tantalizing looking, wonderful things. And I know we're going to get into the details of those. But let's start a little bit by sharing. You joined the MAC staff a couple of years ago. You are our Director of Food and Beverage at the Downtown Clubhouse, and over the last few months, we've been seeing a few changes, some ways that you're continuing to elevate the club experience and the member enjoyment in our dining areas downtown. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your role as a Director of Food and Beverage and about some of the changes that we're seeing and what's to come.
Yeah. So, of course, I'm the Food and Beverage Director here downtown. I've spent probably most of my first year at the MAC, really focused on catering.
Okay.
Revamping catering. And we've made huge strides in catering, booking 50 to 60 weddings a year, not to mention the large sum of membership events.
Sure.
That our members are enjoying and loving, as well as this next part of the year, I've focused solely on a la carte, really focusing the member-centric areas, like the Jackbuck Grill, as well as the Sportsman's.
Okay.
So those have been my focuses in the last year, especially when Chip got here. So, yeah.
Of course. I know. We're seeing some enhancements all over the club, all across the clubhouse, of course. Some things I've noticed is some new table lamps and some placemats, place settings, some kind of just small details to as we're starting to present new menus and things like that. So tell us a little bit. At the Downtown Clubhouse, we've got two restaurants. Mm-hmm. So let's kind of start with some of the things that we're seeing in terms of our focus on those food and beverage offerings and the changes in those two restaurants that are coming up.
Yeah. So our big focus, at least for Sportsman's, most people call it the fourth floor, but
yes,
we want to change that.
It is.
We want to give it the identity that it deserves.
Okay.
And a lot of our membership for breakfast or lunch, breakfast is you come in before your workout, before you go to work, as well as lunchtime, it's strictly just buffet, and I want to pivot a little bit.
Okay.
I want to make sure the a la carte menu is seen. Mm-hmm. That's why with our new menu and with our new offerings, my big focus is from table to kitchen and back out, it needs to be within 15 minutes. That way, we're very mindful on our members coming in for a half-hour break during lunch.
Sure.
Or business meetings.
Yes. It's a busy hub of activity,
yeah,
especially on Wednesdays. Gumbo is not going away. Nobody have cause for alarm. But it is the fourth floor or Sportsman's, as we now prefer to have an identity for it. It is where a lot of our members gather. They bring friends, they meet friends, and they, you know, have a limited amount of time, and they want to have a wonderful dining experience, but do so efficiently. So you're focused on that right now, and we have a new menu. Is that tell us a little bit about the Sportsman's menu?
So we do have a new menu for breakfast and lunch.
Okay.
We rolled out all of our menus for both locations at the same time.
Okay.
So our lunch menus, it's steak and eggs. Your omelets, freshly made every single time for breakfast.
Yes.
As well as lunchtime, we're looking at, you know, steak tartare, salmon carpaccio, which has been a huge sell for us.
Wow.
And then we also have a hot honey chicken sandwich.
Oh, I had that. I had it last week. I was invited to eat on the fourth floor, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, see, we're trying to get a little bit more input off the members on what they'd love to see.
Okay.
And that's really been the sole focus of the two menus for Sportsman's as well as the Jackbuck Grill.
And the buffet remains, but you have some, you've elevated the offerings on the buffet a little bit as well to complement your changes to the menu.
Yeah, so we focused on the buffet too, more of a visual aspect too, as well as the taste. We haven't had any members complain about the quality. The quality has been great.
Mm-hmm.
It's visually appealing because, and food and beverage, you eat with your eyes first.
Yes.
So when you see these gorgeous dishes on the table,
absolutely,
like it really attracts you to it.
Of course.
That's the big thing with the buffet.
Okay, so how does the Jack Buck Grill differ if you're trying to be an elevated but efficient experience in Sportsman's? What is kind of your defining vision for what the Jack Buck Grill enhancements look like and what that experience is like?
Yeah, so with the Jack Buck Grill, if you look at our new menu that's been rolled out, it's more of a build your own entree.
Okay.
That way it gives the member the variety to build what they want. Because that's what we saw a lot of with the old menu. You know, we had great entree offerings, but a lot of that spent most of our time switching sides, switching the starches and proteins and so on.
Everybody had a different preference.
Exactly. So with this, it's more a la carte. You get to pick your sauces. You get to pick your proteins, your cuts. That way it really gives our members what they're looking for.
Sure.
And at the end of the day, Jack Buck Grill, yes, it's a bar and grill, but I want to have a more of an elevated experience for those nights that we don't have game days.
Right.
Yeah.
So originally, the Jack Buck Grill, when it was opened in our first floor restaurant space, it was the rendezvous room. It was a more fine dining experience where members could go and they might enjoy some music. And it was a place that I've talked with many of our long tenured members who remember going and meeting other couple friends in that space and enjoying a really nice dining experience. So while it's been more of a sports bar or a meeting place before and after our sporting events, in addition to being a grill, we're looking at bringing back a few components that might make it more of a fine dining experience again.
Yeah, and you know, with the small touches like the table lamps.
Yes.
The placemats.
We like those.
With the dim lighting, it really sets a different feel and mood in the restaurant.
That's
gives
very
it
true.
That atmosphere where you can go out on a date. It's not just always a bar and grill where you're going there for Blues games, Cardinals games, soccer games, and soon to come Battlehawks games too.
Right. So if we are going to visit the Jack Buck Grill for dinner, and you've brought, again, a few samplings from our new menu, tell us a little bit about what you might find on the menu in the Jack Buck Grill.
Yeah, so we have a lot of our favorite sandwiches still on there. The Mac Burger is not going anywhere.
Okay, good.
We do have a new Cubano as well, so we're working on that. And then a few dishes I do want to show. So this is our beef tartare.
Awesome.
And it's been a big sell, not just downstairs. We have a different variation upstairs in the Sportsman's as well.
Okay.
Because I have two different chefs, so they put their own twists on it, giving them the freedom of really their artistic freedom.
And it's beautiful, too. Like you said, you eat first with your eyes, so I love that.
Yeah.
And then what else did you bring?
So another thing I do want to mention, that's one thing that we did catch on the new menu. Mm-hmm. We don't have a large variety of white fish on the menu. So this gives us the option with Chef running 2 to 3 specials a night. Mm-hmm. So like the Chilean sea bass with a red coconut curry chutney on the bottom. Just a gorgeous dish.
It is. It's beautiful. Well, I think these are wonderful things that we can look forward to, but you'll also have some specials.
Yes.
And you'll rotate the menu. So this isn't something that these are the only offerings that our members can look forward to over the coming months. It'll be with some frequency that you'll rotate.
Yeah, and we'll do weekly specials. That's the rotation we're going for right now. Just the two specials that we've been doing the past few weeks will probably end up on the new menu.
Sure.
So we have a short rib pasta that most of our membership loves and enjoys.
Yes.
Not to mention we have a Italian focaccia sandwich.
Oh, wow. Yes. Well, I love focaccia, and I had the opportunity of sampling some recently. So speaking of that, tell us a little bit, because I think we just hired a new baker in-house. Tell
us. His name is Jay.
Okay.
Of course, Chef Katie has been really leading him in the right direction. Our big focus started off as simple as just caramel rolls.
Right.
As you know, they are in the Sportsman's only. Only in the Sportsman's for time being.
Perfect.
And then
for lunch.
For lunch, and that's it. And then we have really switched over to dinner rolls, too, for both the restaurants. So he's making all the fresh dinner rolls, hand-rolled. Very good.
Wow.
They're amazing. They really are. So now we've kind of transitioned into the focaccia, the ciabatta, making the baguettes, everything in-house.
Wow, that's amazing. It's incredible that we could reopen and hire somebody and start doing some of those wonderful things in-house.
Finding somebody was our biggest.
I bet it was. I bet it was. Well, if it's anything like the focaccia that I got to sample recently, we've got great things in store for us to come. Okay, so speaking of our new wonderful baker, Tell us a little bit more about the team.
I'll get started upstairs, really. Sportsman's, not okay. The fourth floor Sportsman's. As most of our membership already knows, we have Scott upstairs, which great sous chef came with Commonwealth, as well as Kelly. Kelly has spent most of her career downstairs in the Jack Buck Grill.
Yes.
I'm giving her the chance to really, she's been doing an amazing job elevating the experience up on
nice.
The Sportsman's level.
Love that, yes.
Besides that, I have the Jack Buck Grill. Everything you see here today, mm-hmm. Josh did this, Chef Josh. Most of his background is really seafood.
Okay.
And he came from Hawaii, so of course that's why you see a lot of fresh seafood with the sea bass, the tuna, and everything else on his creations.
Beautiful.
But I also have my team down there. Brian, most of the membership already knows him. He's always sure. behind the bar making an experience with the members.
Sure.
As well as Michelle. They do a great job really elevating the experience downstairs.
Of course.
Now,
and our executive chef. Chef Bart Phillips.
Yeah, so I have executive chef Bart Phillips, as well as our executive sous chef Giuliano. They really hold the entire building together when it comes down to any food and beverage experiences. And it's not just the two a la carte locations. It's all the catering and everything else that really is focused around our members.
So speaking of food, we have to have a wonderful beverage menu, craft cocktail and wine list. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect. And you brought some drinks as well.
I did bring, so I brought two of our most popular cocktails right now. We're really focusing on the craft cocktail aspects. Of course, now that you see, you know, West Coast, East Coast has made it into St. Louis at
yes.
this point, everybody's looking for a craft cocktail. So first one, we have our Cucumber Bliss. It's made with silver tequila, Blanco, as well as a mint and cucumber infused simple syrup.
Wow.
With coconut milk, shaken, and then finished off with some ginger beer.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
And this is one of those drinks where, yes, it's alcoholic, but it's as simple as me just taking out the tequila and it's still delicious.
Yes. Oh, that's really great because you do have some non-alcoholic offerings. So
yes.
That's a good thing to know that you can still enjoy a wonderful new item from our cocktail selection menu,
mm-hmm.
but you could make it on non-alcoholic, which is good.
And that's been a big focus for us
yes.
more recently. Especially, so we also have our second cocktail here, which is the 1903 Old Fashioned.
Okay.
It is made with Jameson just because, you know, that's what our membership pushes.
Nice.
So I did it a little bit different. So I took out the simple syrup, mm-hmm. and what we have garnished there is a candied orange.
Wow.
So it brings that sweetness to the cocktail that normally the simple syrup will bring, but it also gives you a nice snack when you're finished with it because you can completely eat the wheel.
And it's a beautiful garnish. And this comes with, we've got our logo on ice cubes too.
Yes.
That was something that we debuted last fall,
yeah.
I think, in celebration of our 120th anniversary. It's nice to see, you know, all of the small details that your team is paying attention
yeah.
to in terms of creating these new offerings. So in addition to cocktails, we have a new wine list, I assume, as well?
Yes. So we have a new wine list. The new wine list was really created between me and Patricia.
Okay.
Which is our consultant that we have currently.
Okay.
And our big focus was really kind of stepping back from all the big names.
Sure.
Because our bigger focus was bringing in high-quality wines for more niche wineries.
Wonderful.
Making sure the quality is there, the experience is there. And it just really helps not just with the membership, with the team, really building that depth of flavor mm-hmm. with the new wines.
And so we have, of course, a new wine list and wines by the glass.
Yes.
But can members, is there opportunity for them to sample and do some tastings and things like this in celebration of this new wine list?
Funny that you mentioned that.
Okay,
so
good.
We do have on the 26th next week, I believe it's a Tuesday,
okay.
from 5:30 to 7:30, we have a wine tasting.
Nice.
So we're going to sample a lot of the by the glass and a few selections by the bottle.
Wonderful.
Some of my favorite selections, of course.
I was going to say, what are your favorites?
So anyone who knows me knows I love my red wine. So my biggest favorite right now is the Palazzo Cab Franc, which most people aren't familiar with Cab Francs. It has a lot more body, gives you the dark chocolates, the darker fruit, a little bit of a bitter finish, but it's absolutely delicious. And that's a winemaker is Scott Palazzo. And a big thing, nice little history about the Palazzo wine is the French Laundry.
Oh, yes.
So everyone knows that restaurant in Napa.
Yes.
And the biggest thing is, so this Palazzo Cafe Franc was actually made for that restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Because he did a partnership with it. And it was doing so well, he just kind of separated and then let it out into the world.
Wow.
And now it's, you know, that's one I will grab a bottle of or actually take some home, too.
Perfect. And so we'll be featuring more specific boutique wine makers like that.
Yeah. Okay. So another one I do want to mention is the Catawal Cab.
Okay.
It's from Thomas Rivers Brown.
Okay.
Great winemaker. Mm-hmm. Very known for working with some of the biggest wineries in the world, some of the best wineries in the world, just like Rivers Marie. That's one of his wineries he's working on now.
Okay.
As well as the Schrader family, the Schrader Cellars. So most people, if you're in wine, especially red wine, you recognize the name.
Yes.
Funny story, when he was working with one of his partnerships, basically his contract, anytime he had a 100-point wine, he would get a Maserati.
Oh, wow.
Let's just
That's
say.
A nice perk.
Let's just say after a while.
So you have to build a garage.
Oh, yeah. let's just say after a while that contract kind of went away because they couldn't really buy him any more Maseratis.
Imagine that became a problem after he was acquiring so many and doing so well.
Yeah, I think right now in his career as a winemaker, he has roughly 50-plus bottles that have been rated 100 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting that we can start featuring some of those fabulous selections. And in addition to having small member tastings, like the one you mentioned next week, mm-hmm. this is just going to be offered in the Jack Buck Grill. There's not a registration. It's not a reservation. It's kind of an opportunity for members to come to the Jack Buck Grill, and they can sample some of our featured wines from the wine mm-hmm. list. And then we also have something new coming up as well. We have a piano and cocktail night in the Art Lounge.
Yes. So piano and cocktail night, I believe that starts the 29th of March. No registration needed as well. It's just more of a space for everybody to come join.
Great.
We will have Jen Asia playing the piano.
Nice.
As well as Patricia will be there doing a small wine tasting of French wines.
Okay, fabulous.
We will also have a bar open if anyone's not interested in the wine.
Sure.
And then a small bar menu. That Excellent. Way you can enjoy the lovely music from Jen Asia as well as you kind of socialize. Really use that space in the Art Lounge.
And that's a great weekend as we're getting into the spring to start taking advantage of welcoming friends and just, you know, at the end of a week, winding down at the club.
Yeah. And we want to make this more of a really a social event for our members to bring them downtown for a nice date night experience or a nice relaxing experience.
I love that.
And, you know, that's one thing we talked about working together is not just doing piano nights, just bringing any kind of really artistic music
mm-hmm,
in.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the member experience and trying to, you know, offer something that's going to be a little unique.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, feeding and feasting with your eyes first and all the senses. So I think there's a lot we can really be excited about. Is there anything else that we need to know? Anything that you're really looking forward to on the menu that we haven't discussed already? I know you mentioned maybe a tuna.
So we do have a tuna appetizer. Tuna entree.
Okay.
It is a delicious entree. The biggest thing is color-wise.
Okay.
The bright pink sushi-grade tuna looks amazing.
Oh,
not to mention the wasabi mashed potatoes that are with it.
Oh, yes. Wow. We're really elevating things quite a bit, I must say. This sounds really exciting for spring. And then, of course, as you mentioned earlier, it'll rotate again in June or July.
Yeah, so our big focus now is try to rotate 4 times a year.
Okay.
We really want to bring in the seasons. And, you know, we're reimagining our current menus.
Sure.
That way it is possible to make a summer change, make a fall change, and a winter change.
And some classics will stay.
Yes.
So things won't always be exiting as we're including new things. So things will stay.
Or some things may be coming back because, you know.
If there's demand for some of those specials, maybe they find a way onto an upcoming menu.
Exactly.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's wonderful. I'm thrilled you brought these. I hope you're going to let us try them. I mean, I'm excited.
Of course.
Just seeing them. That's one of the fun things about all of the new menu items is there's something for everybody, I think.
And, you know, that's the big thing with me being a food and beverage director. Mm-hmm. If anyone sees me with cocktails or food, really changed their entire mood. I have no idea how many people stopped me on the way up here.
Oh, it's bet.
You're going to the wrong office.
Exactly. Well, Mentor, it's wonderful to get these updates and kind of learn about the ways that you are making some great elevated changes in food and beverage at the Downtown Clubhouse. We're excited to come dine and celebrate and enjoy the whole membership experience. Yeah. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. We have a lot more to come.
I'm excited. We'll certainly be looking forward to all that is to come. So thank you. And everybody, thanks so much for tuning in for another episode of the Missouri Athletic Club Connections podcast. We'll look forward to seeing you again soon. So really and truly, what's your favorite thing so far?
So I do love a good steak tartare. And the tuna, that's the biggest reason I did both of those. But you have to try his sea bass. Oh, my God. He does a great job.